just a couple of issues. So, Tim, you didn't give us the proxies on the remuneration report. Would you be able to inform the meeting with those?
Mr. Secretary, can you advise what those proxies are?
The proxies that we have at present are $75,500,000 in favour, $1.1 million against, with 29 open and usable, 29 million open and usable for the chairman of the meeting.
Okay, so obviously the institutions are happy with the remuneration report. Just a couple of comments on the two directors who are up for re-election. I think Gary is a director of Qantas. I think we've all had a very unacceptable experience with Qantas, where they recommended a takeover that in early May was based on a profit forecast of $942 million. And then 7 weeks later, when the financial year finished, we discovered the profit was actually $1.079 billion. And so Gary and his board, 10 months into a financial year, were urging shareholders to accept the takeover based on a profit forecast which was $130 million light on what actually happened. I'm amazed there hasn't been a class action from shareholders such as myself who sold into the market before that actually happened based on this dreadful advice from the board. So I certainly hope that Gary's learnt from that experience as we go through this negotiation regarding a takeover. And on the question of Donald, I think that the comments we've had at this meeting about the remuneration report and about the pay cuts for the board should be taken on board, that Donald was particularly belligerent at Telstra when his remuneration report was voted down, 2/3 voted down, and it was almost like, oh, well, it's non-binding. So I'll be interested to see the proxies on Donald today as to whether any of those institutions that were upset about his behaviour at Telstra have cast a protest against him today. And Donald, congratulations on the way you've conducted the remuneration report here, and the way that the pay issues have been contained in a far more acceptable way than we've seen at your other place.
Well, I think those were more comments. They're not specific questions that you want to relate to either Mr. Hounsell or Mr. McGeeky, are they?
I'm happy for them to stand as comments. Really? I mean, they're welcome to respond to open debate.
Well, I thought they were comments rather than questions, and as a result, at least they specifically wish to speak, I propose to move on. Thank
you.
In Mr. McGeeky's case, they were less than 40,000 against and 90 million that could be voted in favour. So none of the institutions had exercised a vote against either director.